A few days I've been reading some scripture and seemed like it just hit heavier and heavier on my mind, my heart. So all I know how to do is just read it and go for it. I do know that we need the Word of God. I don't know what you need out of it, but the amazing thing, you know what you need. You know where you need to shout the praises of God, sing a song, or come and repent. You see, I don't know. I just know what I stand in need of. But in the 8th chapter of the book of Matthew, and we'll start reading down about the 5th verse. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came to unto him a centurion beseeching him, and said, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievous, tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the words only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto them, unto the centurion, go thine way, and as thou hast believed, so it be done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the same self hour. You know, I got to thinking about this and praying and studying about it. And Jesus was traveling through one country to another. And when Jesus come from heaven and was baptized, he come to his own, and his own received him not. The Bible said, but as many as received him, to them give he power to become the Son of God. I'm here to tell you today that Israel was his chosen people. Israel was the children of the kingdom. Now I know that God has went to great lengths for his people. Not just Israel, but for me and you. He has went beyond what he should have done. Brother, but with compassion, we was moved with compassion whenever he seen us in trouble. Compassion set in, and he was merciful and forgiving whenever we fall by the wayside. Jesus said, in one place, he said, I command every man everywhere to repent. Listen, I don't know what this man, this centurion, had in his heart to say, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof. He said, but if you would just speak the word, my servant, I shall be healed. Listen, he was a man under authority, given authority. He said to this man, go. He go. He said to this man, come. And he would come. He would say to his servant, I do this or do that. And he'd do it. Brother, if we was humble and obedient and that unto the Lord as this centurion was, brother, we'd be further down the road in faith.
Right.
My, listen, he said that the time would come that the children of the kingdom would be thrust out into outer darkness. I know from back yonder in Egypt, he sent Moses down into Egypt to deliver his people from out of bondage. Israel was in trouble, brother, and he led them out, and in the wilderness they just grumbled, they cried, they were complaining. I listened to the point, they didn't get to go to the promised land. They was cut off. Somebody said, well, Israel, it is his chosen people. I understand that Israel was his chosen people. But listen, I'm here to tell you upon the authority of God's word. Israel will come by the way of the blood, or they won't go. Like me and you will come by the way of the blood, by the way of repentance, or we don't go. We'll be cast out in the outer darkness. What are you saying, preacher? There's not another man alive that will get into heaven with sin in his life. Listen, he will not go in with the devil riding his back.
Right.
We'll go in with clean hands,
right,
and a pure heart. I'm like the says. I'm glad that he fixed the way that we can have it all worked out. I don't have to wait under some other big book is published. I don't have to wait under somebody else. I'm going to do something else. Jesus from the cross, he broke down the middle wall of partition. Listen, the veil was rent from the top to the bottom. Brother, listen, he installed in my heart an open line from here to the port of glory where he was. And in the stillness of the night,
Lord,
I don't care what goes on, he can hear my plea. I listen, he knows that maybe I would not speak a word, but when my heart utters his voice, Jesus will hear and listen. He with compassion, he will have mercy upon me if my heart's clean. Listen. If my heart is right, I will hear. But I'm here to tell you, the children, he said, I come to my own, and his own received him not. But as many as will believe, to them I give he power to become the sons of God. Brother, listen, I'm born not of flesh, not of blood, but by the will of man. Brother, listen, whenever we repent of our stinking sin and our heart is right, he is faithful and just to forgive us. Now listen, he said, I will go with you, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. But can you imagine what he thought about this centurion? Lord, if you just speak the words, if my heart is right, Lord, you just speak the words, and it shall be done. I believe this with all of my heart. Listen, and he said to us to go, and he said, forsake not, to assemble yourselves together. Brother, listen, I know that we're just a small a bunch of people saved by the grace of God alone, and I to go home one day after a while. Brother, listen, I working and praying, I with one mind and one accord, brother, we can make it all the way home.
Amen,
brother. Yes, to the doorway of death,
right,
we'll be safely saved in the arms of Jesus.
Bless
the
Lord.
My, listen, I know that people, Christians, have had trouble from the beginning of time. The devil seen to that. But Jesus, he was willing and was able to take care of that. He said, if you would resist the devil, he's got to go. Listen, to draw nigh to me, and I will draw nigh to you. Boys, listen. If there's ever been a time that Christian people need to draw nigh to God, it's the day in which we live. Trouble is on every hand. Sorrow is on every hand. Listen, today, he said that Israel would be cast out and out of darkness. That's what the Word of God said. You can think of whatever you want, but it said Israel will be cut off. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life, our brother, I will be cut off.
Right.
Just because my name is what it is, don't mean that I'm going nowhere. It's how he's going to find my heart.
Amen.
To every man upon the face of the world, got to come by the way of repentance. He made that sure. Oh yes, Israel was his chosen people, and he went for all kinds of lengths for them. But whenever he died on the cross,
right,
we have to go the same way he did.
Right.
Death out of this world and hell's heaven. Listen, it's important that we hang on. It's important that we pray, read the Word of God. The Bible said that study the Word of God. Search the Word of God, for in them you think you have eternal life. I'm at the end thereof is the ways of death. When I read down through the pages of God's Word, I find so often I come short, brother, of the glory of God, and I have to go back and fix up things that I've left undone. If there's ever been a time that we need to fix everything and keep it fixed day after day, it's the day in which we live. We're living in an evil time.
Yes, we are.
And it's getting worse and worse and worse. It's so bad that what kind of change? Have you ever stopped and asked yourself, what kind of hope do you have seeing your little boys and girls coming to Christ, walking out for Christ? He said to pray. You know something? I'm made to believe if we'll pray, and we'll pray, he will go to them. He will knock at their heart's door. He will continue through our prayers and through our effort. Listen, we'll win our loved ones. He said, if you go, you know, you could send me to their home. I knock on their door and they just shut the door in my face if they wanted to. But whenever the Lord goes, when you ask the Lord to go, and he goes, he's got a remedy. And he can work on that heart. He can bring them down. Listen. We're to live in a situation when we asked him. See, this centurion, when he was under authority and had authority, say to this and say to that, and they done whatever he asked. Then we ought to be as humble. We ought to be the servant of God. When he says to go, we need to go. Whenever he said to do this or do that, we need to be ready. Yes, Lord, I'm ready.
Amen.
I'm ready to go, and I'm ready to do whatever you tell me to do. We are to be happy on our journey.
Right.
I enjoyed the singing this morning.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you what. Without a vision, men perish. And I think we're living in a time that most of people have lost their vision.
Yeah.
Of heaven and of hell. Just a word. Floating out in space somewhere. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, one of these days it's going to come home to us.
Yeah.
It's going to be real. Boy, when we walk through the street, through that gate mm-hmm. into heaven and the streets of gold, I don't know what's there. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, you talk about joy.
Yes.
We'll be glad that we serve God.
Amen.
We'll be glad that we overcome the devil.
Right.
Amen. We'll be happy on our journey.
Yeah.
But if the glories are rolling in our heart, man, I tell you what, we'll be happy through our troubles and trials or disappointments.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be ready. If we love God as much as we ought to, then we'll be a willing people to do whatever he asks us to do.
Yeah.
Separate ourselves from all appearance of evil.
Right.
That no man can blame us with nothing. If they do, if they falsely blame us, Jesus knows our heart.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. David, come get a song. Let us stand.
You want to be saved?
You have a few words, Lord, you may. But his chosen people, the people that he loves so dearly. Listen, if he casts down the angel that's in us, what do you think he's going to do with me and you?
Yeah.
If he casts the devil and his angels out of heaven, mm-hmm. which that sinneth,
mm-hmm.
he ain't going to love me and you no more. He'll love us if we do his will. But if you need to come this morning as we sing,